Radio Prague News.
An ex-president of East Timor is listed as a collaborator in the files of the STB, news sites have reported. There's a growing crossover between football hooligans and neo-Nazi groups, says a new intelligence report. And the original manuscript of The Trial by Franz Kafka is returning to Prague for an exhibition. Nobel Peace Prize winner and former president of East Timor, José Ramos Horta, is listed as a collaborator in the files of Czechoslovakia's communist-era secret police, the STB. The news sites IDNES and Echo 24 reported on Tuesday. According to the STB records, Mr. Ramos Horta provided STB officers with information against the United States in New York in the 1970s when he was at the UN representing the Revolutionary Front for independent East Timor. Mr. Ramos Horta denies having spied for Czechoslovakia. He says he was approached by STB agents but refused to cooperate with them. There's a growing crossover between football hooligans and neo-Nazi groups. That's according to a newly published report from the BIS intelligence service. The trend has been observed at anti-Roma demonstrations. The report said that in general, political extremists didn't represent a genuine threat to democracy in the Czech Republic last year. However, the number of crimes committed linked to political extremism grew slightly in 2013. The most common such crime was, quote, supporting groups aimed at repressing the rights and freedoms of others. Brno councillors on Tuesday approved changes to the city's local development plan that will enable online retailer Amazon to build a long-disputed distribution centre on the outskirts of the city. The decision comes after weeks of controversy and protests from some locals regarding the presence of warehouses in relatively close proximity to Brno housing estates. In order to facilitate the deal, expected to create 1,500 new jobs, the government recently removed a clause banning the use of land being offered to Amazon from warehouses. Two exhibitions at Prague's Old Town Hall will mark the 90th anniversary of the death of the author Franz Kafka next month and the 100th anniversary of when he began writing his novel The Trial. The centrepiece of an exhibition entitled The Trial will be the original manuscript of one of the greatest works in world literature, while a concurrent exhibition will focus on the portrayal of Kafka and his work in comics by artists such as Robert Crumb and Jaromir 99. Both begin on May 23rd and run until June 30th. Theatre performances and lectures are also planned in connection with the anniversaries. The police believe that then Prime Minister Petr Nečas was aware that his Chief of Staff, Jana Nagyová, had ordered the intelligence services to monitor people. Mladá Fronta TNS reported on Tuesday. Ms. Nagyová, who's now married to Mr. Nečas, is accused of having military intelligence officers spy on his then-wife. A document from the police's organised crime unit obtained by Mladá Fronta TNS says all their information indicates that Mr. Nečas was one of at least three other people who knew about Ms. Nagyová's actions. Mr. Nečas's government collapsed in the wake of the arrest of Ms. Nagyová and others last year. Heavy winds and rain in the last week destroyed almost 250,000 cubic metres of wood owned by state forestry agency Lesi Che Or, a spokesperson said on Tuesday. The wood loss amounts to over 3% of the company's annual output. Removing and processing the trees blown down could take weeks or even months. People have been warned to be careful if they visit forestry hit by the recent adverse weather conditions, which had a particularly strong impact in Moravia. Thieves made off with watches worth 4.5 million crowns after a robbery at a shop on Prague's upmarket Patuska Street at lunchtime on Monday, a police spokesperson said. The police have posted a video of the incident on their website and appealed for witnesses, particularly a taxi driver who may have driven the Russian-speaking thieves to the Audemars Piguet branch that was robbed. The weather, it should be sunny with a chance of storms in the coming days. Maximum temperatures will reach up to 29 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby, and that's the end of the news.